and welcome to the show. This is the Cult of Conspiracy, and my name is Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And you know what? It just so recently happened, April 27th of this year, 2022, dude. One of the craziest things to ever be implemented into law. We always thought it was going to be fiction. We thought it was part of a book.
Yeah. And we didn't really report on it when it happened, because when DC does things, right, when the politicians get up and they sign something or they speak into the mic and they make shit happen, you never know if it's actually going to happen or if it's a thought. Right?
Yeah.
But as it has played out, it seems that the American government has finally brought George Orwell's nightmare to fruition.
We're talking about Ministry of Truth.
Indeed. And if you don't know what that is, I highly recommend you check out Orwell.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and share the screen early.
Okay.
Because I got it.
Yep.
Let's see here. This is basically just a little excerpt about what the Ministry of Truth was. The Ministry of Truth, like the other three ministries, has an ironic name. Now, this is from 1984.
Right.
George Orwell's.
And by that, it means, like, for instance, there was another, the Ministry of Peace was actually their military.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Right.
It says, it purports to be focused on the pursuit of truth when, in fact, the ministry is concerned with erasing the truth of the past and present and replacing it with whatever the party deems correct.
Right.
Those in charge of the ministry decide what truth is.
Indeed. It's very similar to what has happened in the past. We've had multiple governments, multiple regimes of differing factions, right? You've had fascists do it. You've had communists do it. You've had socialist countries do it. And they all, it's the same thing as the government controls the news networks, except in this case, they're very loud and proud about the fact that they control the news network.
Oh, dude. Because they feel as if they're in total control, bro.
Oh, in this case, they are.
I mean, globalists feel that way. Yeah. They feel like they have all of these countries literally, like, just on their shoulders, and they can just make whatever kind of moves they want.
Under the thumb.
Right under the thumb. Hey guys, we just want to tell you about our good friends over at EliteAthleticGear.com. They have so many cool things that you can find over there. They have all of your sports apparel needs, including these gangster chains, dude.
Yep.
You can get them specifically specialized for you. You can get your number for whatever jersey number you like to rep, and you can engrave your name or whatever you want on there. Their entire website is fully decked out. Go check them out. If you go over there, use the promo code CULT, and you're going to get 10% off. So anyway, it's not exactly called the Ministry of Truth, as was in 1984. Mm. However, I mean, it may as well be. It's called the Disinformation Governance Board. I mean, dude.
Yep.
This is Snopes at a much, much bigger level.
Oh, my God. Disinformation Governance Board. And it's going to be run by the Department of Homeland Security, as you could probably imagine. The same group with the NSA. The same group with the Patriot Act and how they can listen in on all of our iPhones. Well, now they're also going to be telling us what is and is not fact-checked truth on the internet. Because I don't know about you, but I feel a lot safer at night knowing that old Mark Zuckerberg is out there making sure that no fake things are going out on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Right? You just feel a good warm and fuzzy feeling when that alien is what's really protecting us.
Dude, you couple this with what happened a few months ago that kind of flew under the radar.
Right.
Did you hear about how Biden basically just handed over the reins to the WHO?
Oh my God, that doesn't even shock me.
Bro, whenever the WHO deems it necessary for there to be a global shutdown, it is now no longer in our hands, bro.
Right.
It is in the hands of the WHO.
That would be very similar to, on a military standpoint, the UN coming into America and being like, hey, by the way, Mr. Joe, we're going to be in charge now. Oh, well, I understand education, so let's do that.
Yeah,
that's what just happened. But on an information platform now. Right? The CDC and the WHO also came in and said, hey, by the way, I know you have a Surgeon General. I know you have a lot of the greatest medical care in the world and yada, 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 but we're going to take over now. And Biden just said, yeah, okay, that's probably a good idea. Who are these guys?
Yeah, because he's a fucking dope dude. I mean,
do the Republicans still think we're drinking the blood of the young?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do.
We were talking about police reform, homie. What?
Yeah, we, well, thank you for calling it out there, Joe. I mean, we definitely... We think that you're probably lacking on baby blood as much as you're fucking stuttering.
Which is funny that he is the one starting the Disinformation Governance Board because, correct me if I'm wrong, Hunter Biden's laptop, he was the one spearheading the operation to say that was all false whenever it came out, like, I think 2 weeks ago, and you may not have even heard about it on the news because it was like a little footnote, but Putin is on the rise, right?
And Trump.
But never mind the fact that they confirmed, like, beyond a shadow of a doubt, confirmed that everything on Hunter Biden's laptop was actually correct and factual, backed by facts.
Not misinformation. I'm very glad. I'm very glad that you brought that up because we're going to get to that.
Oh, I'll bet we fucking
Dude,
are.
Dude, we're getting to that because... Oh, do I want to give it away yet? Let me exit out of this right quick. So we're going to get to that because of who is the head of this Ministry of Truth.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Right. We're living in cartoon land.
All right. So tell you what. We're going to hold off on the big reveal.
All right.
All right. Let's play some of the background. There's a lot of TikToks going out there. Yeah. And a lot of information that you could find, not just people and their reactions to these TikToks and reactions to what's going on in the world, but you could actually look this up and what this governance board, what their aim is and what they intend to do about it and how they plan on enforcing it. And it is scary to say the least.
It's, I mean, bye-bye First Amendment. Oh, yeah, literally freedom, say bye to it.
Freedom of speech? Sorry, it was found to be untrue.
Right,
that's not what actually happened.
I wanted to bring this dude up because...
Libertarian TikTok, my boy!
Dude, this guy is freaking hilarious, but he breaks it down to where pretty much... I mean, he breaks down a little piece of it. But just check him out, dude. He makes a great point.
And I've seen this one. The dude's spot on.
Dude's name is Andy Coons.
Andy Coons?
Great name.
I'm digging his beard too, bro. Homie's got to figure it out.
Beard, dude. I mean, dude probably drinks a fucking case a night.
Oh my God. He wears a fanny pack, dude. No woman will be able to resist.
Oh, dude. I wouldn't be able to resist. No homo.
I'm just saying.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Let's check him out.
Check him out.
Did you hear about the new disinformation board under the DHS?
I did.
Isn't that great news? I mean, there's a department solely dedicated to stopping disinformation.
Yeah, kind of like the Ministry of Truth.
The Ministry of what?
Truth. It's the department that told everybody what to think in George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984.
I've never read it.
So many things make sense about you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is disinformation not a serious concern of yours?
Oh, I'm concerned about false information, but I am way more concerned about a unelected group of individuals arbitrarily deciding what truth is.
How is that not a good thing?
Because I'm not a toddler, and I can think for myself. If you need a government agency to tell you what's true and what's false, then disinformation isn't really the problem. The problem is your own stupidity and lack of critical thinking.
Whatever. I think it's a good thing.
Okay, then. How do you know that these individuals are trustworthy? How do you know that they won't just use that platform to push their own agenda or their own disinformation?
Then we'll just start a department of fact checkers to make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, right. How can you trust the fact checkers?
We'll start another department of fact checkers to fact check the fact checkers fact checking the Ministry of Truth. I mean, disinformation board.
Right. Yeah.
What? What the hell, man? I didn't want to have to do that, but somebody so stupid shouldn't go unslapped. It stings.
Bro, I love it. And it's very accurate.
Because it's, dude, this is common sense, bro. Like, how do we not just, like, when did we get to a point where we said, oh, the government thinks it's a good idea, we should stand behind them?
I mean, yeah.
Like, are we there at this day and age?
Bro, and that's the problem. And it's not the left or the right. It's the collective. You know what I'm saying? It's people that have not, and that's why whenever I have like a final thought, I tell people to use their own brain power.
Right.
I tell people to think for themselves, be an individual thinker. Okay. Make your own decisions, find the best information possible and go off of it. The problem is that now that information is going to be skewed based off of non-elected government officials that are getting paid our tax dollars to brainwash us.
Dude. I mean,
their entire job scope will be to brainwash us.
Globalism is a dystopia. Uh-huh. I mean, you think about it, dude. How did the government get everybody to listen to them in the first place? Well, there's a lot of things that they do. They offer food stamps.
Yeah.
They offer welfare. Mm. They offer Medicaid and Medicare and all those things. I'm not saying that those things are bad. But whenever you take from a government, you're more likely going to team up or think like those who are helping you.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, I'm not going to lie. We got Medicaid over here. I'm not hating. I mean, I don't have it. My baby's about to have it, though. But, I mean, the point is that, you know, just because somebody's helping you out, just because, you know, you got somebody on your team that's right there, like, trying to help support you a little bit, dude, doesn't necessarily mean you can just bat a blind eye whenever they start doing some crazy shit like this.
I'll put it like that. You know, Hitler had food stamps. You know, Hitler had welfare.
Did he?
Yeah. Hitler had socialized medical care for his government, for his whole country.
Mm.
Interesting.
And here we are.
Yeah.
2022, dude.
Here we are.
Dude. And yeah, so going back to that, you know, Biden selling us out to the WHO.
Yeah.
Dude, they're saying that is, it hasn't happened yet. It's still being voted on, I guess, by the governors. And I don't know how that whole process works, right. But it's still being voted on. Supposedly, the decision gets made on May 22nd.
Interesting.
10 days away, bro.
Why?
In 10 days. And
okay.
Supposedly, if it goes bad, they're giving all of the countries to sign up for it. I think, I mean, there's already a lot of countries that are
in support of this decision. Oh, let's hear about the incentive package.
They have, if once you're in it for 6 months, you have up until 6 months to try to amend the contract. All right? But they're saying, look, you don't want to do that because that's just an amendment. You're better off, like you're better off not doing it in the first place, because once you're in it, you're fucking in. It's hard to get out of it.
The mafia and the government are like that. Once they get a piece, they're not letting it go. Exactly. It's just like the gun rights, right? Uh-huh. When they take a little bit of your gun rights, they're not going to give it back.
No, dude.
They're not going to say, oh, you know what? You were right. We were wrong. You can have your third round magazines. No, once they get that law passed, that's gone. It's over.
It's never coming back.
No, dude. And once the world, World Health Organization, world government, UN, whatever, once they get a foothold, they're not going to let that foothold go. That's just not how the government works. I'm sorry.
Right, right. I mean, ask any country that's ever offered up any of their guns to help save the community or save the country or whatever. See if they ever got any of those rights back. And it's like actually Obama? The opposite.
Like Obama with Operation Fast and Furious? And that same AR-15 that he sold to the cartels ended up killing some LA police officers?
Yep.
Oh, yep. No. Did we forget about that?
I think we did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, that's we need thing to hold on. We need to hold on to our guns. Look, I mean, guns don't kill people.
No, it's a tool.
People kill people.
Hammers kill 5 times more people than guns do every year in this country. Yeah.
Like a homicide?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hammers are technically the deadliest weapon we have in this country. I don't see a single band at the hardware stores.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hammers are a pretty brutal weapon.
Moving on to the Ministry of Truth. I mean, Disinformation Board.
All right. So I want to bring this up. And now I know what people are going to say. Klaus Schwab with the Young Global Leaders.
Oh,
right?
God. Yeah. Did you see the World Economic Forum dressed like a girl at some sort of resort, Klaus Schwab? I think I shared it on the Cult of Conspiracy
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Facebook. Yeah. And he's like, that's not me. And it's like, homie, that is you.
That's you all the way.
And it's very much you in a Speedo on the beach with a dress on. Like, all right.
Dude, that doesn't even surprise me. He looks like he would do that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, I guess.
Him in particular, I'll find a few things wrong with it. Like, no. For sure.
But you got to think, like,
the world could have gone without seeing that.
Do you think that people that have, like, this way of thinking, this wanting to take over the world, literally fucking grew from Despicable Me. Do you think that these fucking people are worried about what they look like in public? No. They're like, no, bitch, I can come out here dressed naked with my flag flying high, baby, and you can't say shit.
More like flag drooping low, homie. I'm gonna be real with you. Probably. Ain't nothing flying high on this motherfucker.
He needs a couple of blue chews or Viagras or something to get him through the day there, boss.
I was going to say a couple stomach staples, but moving on.
But what I wanted to get to with Klaus Schwab is that in the World Economic Forum, the Young Global Leaders, Tulsi Gabbard has recently been called out because she was a part of the Young Global Leaders.
At one point,
yeah, that's how it's like she was coming up, and I don't know how to feel about that. I'm not a huge fan of it, but at the same time, Tulsi Gabbard, dude, She seems like of the most sound mind of all the presidential candidates.
I mean, look, dude. Look at Candace Owens. At one point, was campaigning for Obama. Look, it's okay to be to make mistakes in your past if you can grow and learn from them.
I guess so. I just don't want to be duped.
Except for pedophiles, there ain't no growing and learning. Oh, I don't care how long it's been.
Yeah,
but moving on.
Oh, speaking of pedophiles, did you know there's a whole penitentiary island for pedophiles? It's called McNeil Island, right outside of Washington State, I believe.
I did not, but it sounds like you just said there's hunting grounds outside of Washington State called McNeil Island.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it's crazy.
It sounds like some very fertile hunting
grounds. These are the ones that are so bad that after they were released, after they served their whole sentence in prison, they weren't allowed to go back, so they're shipped to this island because they're like chronic fucking pedophiles, bro.
So, once again, it sounds to me like this island is full of targets, my guy.
Yeah.
You know? And we have all kinds of ballistic testing that needs to be done on some human skulls for different rounds and calibers. I say open up the fucking crap shit.
Open fire, dude.
You know? I mean, I'm ready. We should sell some licenses.
That's one thing that, you know, you can't just move on from.
No. There's no going back.
You're a pedophile once, you're a pedophile always.
You can build 1,000 bridges, right?
Yeah.
But you fuck one goat. You're not a bridge builder, my guy.
Yeah, you're not exactly a bridge builder. You're a goat fucker.
You could be 45-year-old and had a great career as X, Y, or Z, but if you mess around with one kid, you're a pedophile. I'm sorry. There is no going back.
You will have one title for the rest of your life.
That's it. It's over with. And in my opinion, you deserve way worse than a bullet to the head.
Right.
But that's a quick and cheap way to do. Well, not these days with the ammo prices. Thanks a lot, Biden.
Thank you.
We're not going there.
Thank you, Brandon. Support for the Cult of Conspiracy is brought to you by Manscaped, who is best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CULT at manscaped.com.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you've ever had an issue and you nicked yourself while you were taking care of the below-the-waist grooming, I'm going to tell you now, Manscaped has got the tools to handle that job, man. You got to use the right tool for the job, especially a job as precious as this.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CULT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code CULT. Unlock your confidence. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. But let's get to Tulsi Gabbard, what she's talking about on this topic, dude. She's on point, and I like listening to her, dude, because, dude, she just fucking makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I really dig this chick. I mean, say what you want of her, but I think that she's on some shit right here, so check her out. She's talking about the Ministry of Truth, a.k.a. the Governance Board. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, dude. Check her out.
The Ministry of Truth.
This is the kind of thing that you see in dictatorships, this Ministry of Truth, this Department of Propaganda that the Biden administration has just stood up. And the reason why you see this in dictatorships is because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid that we might actually think for ourselves. And so now they've created this body that will do two things. Number one, it'll use taxpayer dollars to work through the mainstream media and flood the airwaves with whatever their propaganda narrative is that they're pushing at any given time and try to drown out anyone with alternate views. And number two, they will silence dissenting voices through intimidation. I think the thing to recognize with this, just real quick, is that this isn't something new. This is something that they have already been doing that's happening right now. The only difference is they're formalizing it, making it official, which if there's a silver lining in this, it is they're revealing exactly who they are and why they're doing it, what they're trying to accomplish. And it allows us, the American people, to stand up and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to let you get away with this crap. We will take a stand. We will reject it. And we will throw out of office those who are continuing to push and propagate this undemocratic anti-free speech mission.
Tulsi Gabbard. Dude.
I'm telling you.
All right. So speaking of silver lining, I like how she brought that up because she's looking like an absolute silver lady fox right now, indeed, dude. I'm digging it.
And you know what's crazy, though? And I was thinking about that whenever this came about, and I really started digging into it.
Uh-huh.
You realize it's very possible that we will get cease and desist letters from the government here in a few months?
I've thought about it. I'm open to it, dude. I would take that as a badge of honor, just like fucking YouTube is still taking down our old shows, bro. Like, we don't even upload to YouTube. We haven't in, like, 6 or 7 months, it feels like.
What was that episode they took down? It's like, wow.
That was the one where we were talking about the episode, Do We Have Two Presidents?
Oh, my God, yeah, because it was they called it disinformation, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They took it down because we were spreading false narratives. Right. And it's like, knock the dust off of that one, bro. You're mad at us for that?
Dude, we actually really brought up good points in that, too.
I mean, realistically.
I mean, dude, Biden's hand going through the microphone. Fucking Biden's in front of a green screen. Biden's not at the real White House. Biden has fucking different kind of earlobes than he used to.
Dude,
I mean,
it's not the same fucking guy. I'm sorry.
No, that's not Joe Biden.
It's not, unless he had the most incredible plastic surgeon and facelift that money can buy, which is very possible. That's not the same fucking guy. Dude, I'm sorry.
That's not the same guy. They took us off because of this shit. You think mm-hmm. that's fucking bad? That they just going to delete our video? First of all, no. They didn't give us a warning, no. Bro. That I just literally got an email that said, this was taken off because of your spreading disinformation.
Right. We still have no strikes on YouTube as of right now because the clock reset.
Well, that gave us our first strike that we've had in a while.
Oh, no. Not that.
Yeah, dude. It's so stupid.
We haven't uploaded in months. I think the last one that we did was the Travis Scott in Houston episode.
Right. Yeah, that was a hot minute ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, dude. So that's what, that's why we were talking. I mean, that's not why we're talking about this, but that's essentially why we're talking about this, because this, the Disinformation Governance Board, Ministry of fucking Truth.
Here we go.
I mean, dude, we are living in cuckoo world.
We really are.
Because it's not about, I've said this for so long, dude. It's not about what the truth is. Mm. It's about what they want to, you know, it's about the narrative that they're trying to present.
Right.
And if it goes against their narrative, then it's false.
And see, here's the deal. People have hit us in the comments and said that we are far right Trumpsters.
Yeah.
And we're puppets. What else did they say? We're regurgitating far right, alt-right narratives. And look, what we push is actually very centralist if you listen to it. What we're pushing is logic and sound reasoning. And thinking for yourself and being an independent free thinker. I think we push more libertarian than anything else.
Dude, my girl came up to me last night. We were laying in bed.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I guess somebody posted something about how you were talking about the comment of Republican or whatever. And she was like, well, yeah, you're not a Republican, though. And I was like, no, I'm not a Republican, dude. I mean, you think back to whenever fucking Bush was in office.
No, he
did. That was terrible.
Horrible.
I would never label myself as a Republican.
Both of them, by the way.
Yeah, both of them, especially the second one, who was just an absolute fucking idiot.
Start to finish, shit show.
I mean, and he was also in our lifetime, so that's why I know more of him. But
fair.
But I mean, dude. So yeah, I'm not either one. I mean, I'm Republican or Democrat. Bro. It's just I don't even, dude. Here's my problem with labeling yourself as one of these things. If you're labeled as one of these things, then people are instantly going to somehow in their mind easily assume that you follow every single one of those traits and qualities.
Absolutely not. Because there's definitely some libertarian ideologies that I do not get down with.
Dude, there's a lot of Democratic shit that I get down with. There's a lot of Republican shit that I get down with. There's a lot of fucking, I mean, a lot of everything that I get down with. You can't just put, dude, the second you put yourself in a box,
yeah,
like now you can't think for yourself, and that's exactly the opposite of what this show's about,
right? So that's just as absurd as putting like all black people in the same box. Like, I'm sorry, we're talking about lives, and everybody is different. Everybody's got their own shit. Everybody's got their lives they're living. You cannot generalize an entire group, political, racial, age, sexual, whatever, into a box to be checked. I'm sorry, that's not how real life works.
Yes. Speaking of how real life shouldn't work.
Shouldn't.
Let's get to the head.
Oh, is it? Are we revealing?
The Disinformation Governance Board.
I'm pumped.
Oh, dude. You're about to have your tits blown off your chest. This is about to get real. This is who is the head of the Disinformation Governance Board. This, listen to this crazy ass biatch.
I'm listening, bro. I'm ready.
She's gonna sing you a little song.
Why does she already look crazy?
Because she is.
Look at her eyes, bro. She looks like she's the crazy girlfriend that's like shows up at your door a year and a half after y'all broke up, and she's wondering why you're still not returning her calls.
Yeah. That's exactly probably
overly attached girlfriend memes. This is her grown up.
This is her. So check her out, dude. I'm not even gonna play this whole thing because it's so annoying. I'm just gonna give you a little hint of what she's singing here. It's crazy.
Is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo when we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origin seems likely less atrocious.
That is the head of the disinformation board. That woman. That thing. Yeah. A little speechless, are you? What can you say about that? Is there anything you can say about that?
I'll give credit to the fact that she was able to take a ridiculously hard song to master and made it her own in her own way. I will give credit where credit is due to that. That was clever. That being said, that is literally where my credit ends. All right there, cult members. Who wants better sex? The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off of just about any item. But that's not all. When you get one item, they will also send 3 bonus sexy items and 6 free movies. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority. Plus, free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. All will be packaged and sent discreetly for free. That's 50% off of any one item and 10 free gifts to boot. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or really and truly anything you desire. Just enter offer code CULT at checkout and you'll get 50% off of almost any item, plus 10 free gifts. That's 3 bonus items and 6 free movies and free shipping. Just use the offer CULT, that's C-U-L-T, at adamandeve.com. Just so y'all know, this is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use the code CULT to get you not just the discount and the free goodies, but also 100% free and discreet shipping with the code CULT at adamandeve.com. Bro, what?
Okay, this right here, her name is Nina Jenkins. She is the new minister of truth, literally the person. Okay. Now, this wasn't that long ago. Just a couple of years ago, she's in front of some global elitists.
This is December 10th of 2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to the song.
She's still singing?
She's singing.
Is she a goddamn singer, or is she supposed to be the head of a department of the government?
She's a showgirl, bro.
Fucking obviously.
She's a showgirl. All right. It says TikTok doesn't want you to see this. So we're bringing it to the cult. So check it out, dude.
Since I was a baby, I have had one dream in mind. And each Christmas, I think maybe it will finally come true. It's a simple wish that everyone has had from time to time. So I know you'll understand me when I share my dream with you. I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing. I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. So all I have to do in life is sit around and sing. I don't want to work, struggle, or compromise. When I set a goal, I want to reach it right away. Because paying your dues, that's just for other guys. As for me, I want what I want. And I want it all today. I don't want to audition. I don't want to take class. I want to be discovered while I'm sitting on my ass. I should not have to struggle. I should not have to sweat. I tried that for 10 minutes once, and look, what did I get? What does it take to be famous and powerful?
realize that's what's wrong with most of our generation, right? And I hate that I'm classified with the millennial group, because most of them want that too. They want to be rich, famous, and powerful. They want it right now. Paying your dues? Not for me. That's for other guys. And then
get used to this name, bro. Nina Jankowicz. You're going to hear it a lot.
More like Janko bitch. God damn.
Dude. And who do I have to fuck to be powerful and on top?
I mean,
I get it.
I know more than one woman who has done that to get to where they're at. Mm. Case in point, our current vice president.
I was about to say, legs up, baby. Legs up. Heels up. Whatever the fucking name is.
Oh, Willie done got that. Now look at her. She's still playing second fiddle to an old white dude with dementia. But whatever.
Yeah. Let's go here.
Let's go there.
So after seeing what you saw, mm-hmm. She's a fucking nut job, right?
She is, like you said, a showgirl, and she's wanting attention nonstop. And now she's going to be in charge of what's actually true, quote unquote, according to the government.
Check it out, dude.
She's even holding the book 1984. Look at this. Okay.
That's not Nina Jankowicz holding a 1984 book with the all-seeing eye on it, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, good sir.
Wow.
Yes, it is, good sir.
So she's aware.
Oh, she's... That's where she got the fucking blueprint.
Oh, my God.
More than aware, dude. I mean, that's where she... That's her fucking... That's her dream. That's her wet dream.
You know what I want to know? What is her background in politics? What is her background in government work? What is her background in... investigative journalism or fact-checking in any way? What is her background with looking up documentation and truly getting to the source material?
We're about to get to that.
Oh, are we?
A little bit.
Oh!
A little bit.
Let's go!
Now, this was in court.
Josh Hawley exposing Nina Jankowicz.
Jankowicz.
Sure.
Janko, I don't know how the fuck you say her name.
I don't know either. It's not important. She's not somebody we really need to worry about, but hey, you know what?
Legs up, Nina. We'll call her that. How about that?
Hey.
Josh Hawley exposing Nina Jankowicz. And I presume that's why you've set up this disinformation board. So let's have a look at the person whom you've selected to head this new disinformation policing effort, and let's look at what she has been spreading online.
Okay.
She has, for starters, consistently misinformed the public about the Hunter Biden laptop story and spread the lie that it was Russian propaganda. Here she is on October the 14th saying, disinformation experts say there are multiple red flags that raise doubts about their authenticity, meaning the emails, including questions about whether the laptop actually belongs to Hunter Biden. Of course, as it turns out, that's totally false.
Right.
This laptop has been authenticated both by government entities and by independent news organizations.
Shocker.
She went on. Here she is again, the same interview, saying that we should view it, meaning the laptop and apparently the whole story, as a Trump campaign product.
Oh.
That is also a lie.
Okay.
Which you know, it's not a Trump campaign product. It never was a Trump campaign product. But she didn't stop there. Here she is on October the 22nd in 2020, this time taking to social media, saying that Biden notes 50 former NatSec officials and 5 former CIA heads that believe the laptop is a Russian influence op. Laundering here, using government former government officials to launder the lie that this was in fact a Russian influence op, which of course is not true at all. Here she is also on October the 22nd, still on social media, this time saying the emails don't need to be altered to be part of an influence campaign. Of course, they weren't altered. Voters deserve that context, not a fairy tale about a laptop repair shop. Of course, we know the only person in all of this telling a fairy tale is Ms. Jankowicz.
So, all right, Miss Disinformation Board Ministry of Truth, bitch. Here we go. So all of the Hunter Biden laptop things, which once again have all been confirmed to be true, accurate, backed by government officials and private entities, everybody has agreed that yes, it is really his laptop. All of what was on it is fact-checked, actually fact-checked by multiple sources, both pro and anti-Biden, and they all agree that everything on it is truth.
So
okay.
The woman who was buying all the Democrat bullshit
yeah.
is now the fucking head of this disinformation board.
Yeah, man. Okay. This is.
I mean, dude, this is on purpose.
It's real life. This is really happening, y'all.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, I'll bet it gets better. Does. I'll bet it does, bro. Here we go.
That's exceptional, particularly given that you told me just a few minutes ago in our earlier round that you weren't aware of the many comments that I read to you then, one after another, after another, after another, when you hired her for this job.
Oh!
So clearly you didn't do your due diligence, and now you're telling me that you're not concerned about her, frankly, outrageous and vitriolic statements that are partisan in the extreme.
Because
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Let me share with you.
Oh, here we something. Go.
She was hired by the Department of Homeland Security.
You said that you're responsible for that.
I am the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Indeed.
And therefore, I bear responsibility.
Indeed. Why don't you fire her?
And so, she is going to execute her responsibilities in a nonpartisan way and accomplish the mission for which she has been hired.
Why don't you just dissolve this board? I mean, you haven't heard a single senator support this board. It is an abomination. It is unconstitutional.
Yep.
And frankly, it is embarrassing. And the fact that you've chosen this person to lead it is appalling. Why don't you just dissolve it?
Senator, this board, this working group, provides a very important function.
No, it doesn't.
They've been around for 2 weeks.
We have been executing our mission to address disinformation that threatens the security of the homeland for years.
So what does this board add? Dissolve it.
So allow me to answer your question. We have lacked sufficient guardrails, policies, and standards to guide that work, to ensure that that work, which has been done for nearly 10 years, is done in a way that does not infringe on people's right of free speech, right of privacy, rights and civil liberties.
Okay.
And that's what this working group is going to do.
They're
going to
put the guardrails in place. So just so we understand, you have chosen Ms. Jankowicz, who says that the distinction between free speech and censorship is false, who says that the president's supporters are homegrown purveyors of disinformation, who has called herself the Mary Poppins of misinformation. You've chosen her to create guardrails for the entire federal government for free speech.
Senator.
I mean, that's exceptional.
Senator.
That's amazing.
Bro, who is that senator? Re-elect him.
Dude.
Oh, my God. And it's true. Not a single senator on either side of the aisle has supported this.
He is a senator out of Missouri.
Oh, fucking misery. Look at y'all putting something good on the map.
Yeah,
good for y'all.
He's laying it down on Department of Homeland Security.
That is absurd. And I could not. He took the words out of my mouth.
Oh.
I could not have worded that better.
It was perfect.
And called him the fuck out. Why don't you just dissolve the board? It doesn't add anything to the mission.
Dude, he literally just took that dude by his face and dragged his fucking body, carcass on the concrete.
That's what a skull dragging looks like in the political realm, so everybody's fully aware of what we just witnessed.
It's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. I do have a couple of articles that I would like to show.
Let's do it. This is the Washington Times.
Yes. Which they're actually not wrong in this scenario, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Disinformation Governance Board, Biden's Ministry of Truth.
And they're calling it out?
They're calling it out.
The Washington Times?
The Washington Times.
Ooh, you know why, though? Because it affects them.
Yes, it does.
Because it affects their ability to put anything they want out.
You can only go with the narrative, bro.
Right. And granted, they're going to put out whatever Biden and whatever else wants anyway because they're getting paid to do so. And they don't mind that. But getting forced to do so, there's a difference between getting paid to do it and being forced to do it. And now you're trampling all over their way of making money. So, they're going to smear it.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes, they are. So, this is the opinion of the Washington Times.
Wow.
As with many things, propaganda can be used for good or for ill, depending on who dispenses it. During World War II, American propaganda was considered a necessary tool in the pursuit of victory in a moral cause. Germany and Japan had their own propaganda machines to advance an evil agenda.
Facts.
The Nazi propaganda effort was headed by
Joseph Goebbels.
There's an R in there?
It's German.
Okay. To whom the term "the big lie" meaning if one tells a lie often enough, people will come to believe that it is true, has been attributed.
Facts.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's very true.
Dude, people will straight up fight me over some conspiracies, bro.
And I'll tell you what else. It's usually the first lie that gets out there is what people will generally run with.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at 9/11. That same day, they found one of their passports on the sidewalk, believe it or not. Boom, terrorist, Bin Laden, got it. Nobody dug deeper.
The only thing that they found. They couldn't find any bodies, but they found a fucking paper passport. Unreal.
Right.
American forces could listen to several women they called Tokyo Rose, whose Japanese propaganda was aimed at demoralizing troops by telling them they were losing the war. Most soldiers who listened on their radios treated it as entertainment.
It's very true. They did it in the Vietnam War as well. They had Vietnamese women that would broadcast on American GI radios that they'd be using to like call for contact and shit like that. And every night, they'd be like, why are you fighting us? Why don't you join us? You're not even supposed to be here. It was disinformation. It was full propaganda. Most of the GIs, though, were cutting up at it. And we're talking about what they would do if given the opportunity. But anyway.
In the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin employed newspapers, Pravda and Izvestia, and TV news shows to lie to his people. He and his successors used jamming devices to keep information from the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, and Radio Liberty from reaching Russian ears.
For the record, Pravda is still active right now. If any of our cult members are out there and you want to laugh and you want to see what the Russian government is telling their people about what's going on in the war, okay? This is not true information. It is still happening right now by Putin. Go look up Pravda English and use a VPN, please. Dude, if you want to just get your mind blown by the full-fledged propaganda machine at work, keep in mind, Russia right now is trying to tell their entire country that they need to be a militarily industrialized country. Everybody needs to quit their jobs right now and start working at the factories, making more ammo and tanks.
Damn.
They're calling for that. Not to mention, 3 weeks ago, they were crowdsourcing full-fledged GoFundMe accounts from their citizens to buy more drones.
What?
That's how broke they are. That's how much they're losing this war. Damn. They are begging their people who do not want this war to GoFundMe account enough money to buy more drones.
Crazy.
So, Pravda English, use a VPN. It will be worth your time, I promise.
Is that where we saw the sea shanty?
It's on there.
Okay.
But that's actually being played like every commercial break on every single Russian channel. They play that.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
That makes sense. Now comes the announcement of a new office within the Department of Homeland Security to police disinformation and misinformation. Some critics are comparing it to the fictitious Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's novel 1984.
Because it is quite literally verbatim, even the punctuation marks, it's the same.
The new office will be headed by Nina Jankowicz, who styles herself as Mary Poppins on TikTok, a social media platform owned by the Chinese Communist government, a font disinformation, which should be alarming. I like TikTok personally, but I do understand how they're probably tapping right into all of our shit, as is all of the internet.
Yeah.
Didn't Ms. Jankowicz spread disinformation about Hunter Biden's laptop, which she said was a product of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign? Wasn't it Ms. Jankowicz who joined fellow Democrats in claiming Trump colluded with Russia to help him win the presidency?
Both of those points were decidedly confirmed to be false.
The UK Daily Mail reported Ms. Jankowicz shared misleading tweets about COVID-19 masks, claimed a Trump presidency would embolden ISIS, and praised a British spy behind the debunked Russian dossier.
Okay, I also want to say this. In what way, shape, or form could anybody think, even before Trump took office, how would having him in charge embolden ISIS? And then within the first 6 months of him in office, he dropped a fucking MOAB on their training facility, killing, I want to say the final number was somewhere around like 1,000.
Dude.
In one hit, and there was no civilian casualties.
Yeah, it was some savage shit.
Like, let that one marinate. 1,000 enemy combatants killed, not a single civilian casualty.
Bro, they tried their damnedest to get all of America and pretty much the entire world to hate Trump so bad. They spread all kind of fucking lies.
And they said still all do.
Kind of, they said all kind of misinformation, as they still do. And guess what? It's only making everybody like him even more, bro.
That's the thing. Even the haters have to admit that while he was in office, there was good shit going down.
Great shit. The fucking economy was awesome. We weren't in war. I mean,
he ended one war.
Right.
Fuck, he ended the Korean War.
Got the fuck out of there.
It took, what, 70 years for us to end that war? Trump made it happen over a fucking phone call.
Right. Super easy.
I'm just saying.
Why would anyone believe that the U.S. government or any government could be an arbiter of what is true and what is false? A brief trip down memory lane ought to disabuse people of such faith.
Here we go.
Dwight Eisenhower lied about the U-2 flights over Russia. JFK lied about a missile gap between the U.S. and Soviet Union.
Yep.
Lyndon Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that got us more deeply into the big muddy of Vietnam.
Facts.
Richard Nixon lied about Watergate.
Yep.
Jimmy Carter, who promised never to lie to us, engaged in what can only be charitably called disinformation in his book, Keeping Faith.
Right.
I mean, do we even need to keep going?
And here's the thing, man. Every dictator has had this in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Hitler had it with Goebbels. Okay. Mussolini had it in Italy. Stalin had it with Pravda.
Yeah.
Which they still have today. China, Mao has had a firm grasp on his people and what they're being fed by the government because everything is state run there.
Yeah.
Every single despot in history has done this. It's not even like a supposed. It's a confirmed historical fact.
Dude, I mean, believing in the government is like putting faith that a lawyer won't lie to you.
Right?
It's like putting faith that a hooker won't cheat on you. I mean, it's unfucking real. All right, so we'll keep going.
Ronald Reagan lied about aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. Confirmed. George H.W. Bush lied about not raising taxes. Oh, he did. Bill Clinton lied about not having sex with Monica Lewinsky. But it was oral. It doesn't count. Yeah, it does, dude. It fucking does. Barack Obama lied when he said Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and it will not be raised one single dime. Y'all remember that shit?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Change, you can believe it. That sounded kind of like Obama, honestly.
Yeah,
I have not been working on my impression, but that was pretty fucking good.
Scared me a little bit.
The Washington Post calculated Donald Trump has made 30,573 false or misleading claims over 4 years. They can't all be quote unquote fake news. And now we have President Biden who lies about how well the economy is doing and whose Secretary of Homeland Security lies about the southern border being secure. Right. So let's talk about how our economy is doing well. Bruh, you realize we're in a recession. And for the record, those of y'all that are unaware of that fact and like need to hear it on Fox or CNN to like fully grasp it, there is multiple nations in Europe that are claiming recession. Every day, another one is claiming. We're not far behind them, y'all. I hate to be the little bearer of bad news, but yeah, we're kind of fucked right now.
A little bit. A little bit, dude.
We will bounce back because we have the world's, if not the world's highest GDP, it's one of them. I'm not exactly sure if we hold the number one rank anymore.
But that's beside the point. That's probably China.
Well, kind of. But our median household income smoke checks theirs. Yeah. So I'll take it. But anyway.
I mean, they don't want. I mean, they're trying to get rid of the middle class. They've been trying to do it for years.
Oh, my God. They're succeeding more and more every day, homie.
Yeah, dude. There was something in here that I really wanted to go over.
What news source is this one?
This is CBS. CBS News.
Okay, another very devoutly liberal newscast. What are they saying about
it? Let me tell you something, dude. Whenever they start talking, like, okay, a lot of senators, a lot of people in Congress, all these people, governors, a lot of people have something negative to say about this. But you know this is fucking bad whenever Mitt Romney can't get behind it, bro. Mitt Romney says, it's an awful idea. You ought to disband it.
Wow.
Mitt fucking Romney said that. One of the biggest douchebags ever known.
Correct.
I mean, that
fucking
dude.
Fucking Rhino himself, man.
Dude, Mr. Rhino. We don't have definitions of what the Disinformation Governance Board is. We don't have boundaries on what it does. Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, complained to Mayorkas at the same hearing. Why should we not have suspicion on this? Mayorkas, that was the dude who represents the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah.
That's he's a fucking tool on the stand. Mayorkas conceded that the rollout of the board has been suboptimal.
You think, homie?
But he's defending its mission to provide guardrails and right standards to guide DHS's work to address disinformation within agencies it oversees. In addition to FEMA, that includes the Science and Technology... Science and Technology Directorate and the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. Even Democratic lawmakers were skeptical. There have been a lot of misinformation about your department's work to combat misinformation, Senator Chris Murphy stated. The Connecticut lawmaker agreed it's important to protect the homeland from dangerous propaganda, but added, you should probably set the record straight about what the goals of your efforts in this area are. Dude, bro, they don't need to let you know.
Here's the deal. We don't need guardrails. We need actually uncensored free speech.
Yeah.
You could break that down and put whatever subreddit on that you want, but it doesn't matter. Okay? There's a reason why that is the First Amendment. The Second Amendment is just in case the first one doesn't work out. Dave Chappelle said it that way, and I think it's beautifully said.
Yeah. So Nina Jankowicz, she wrote two books. Says Dude. Her first book documents the hatred she and other women have experienced from malicious actors and online trolls as a precursor to violence. She was abused online.
Well,
poor fucking thing.
First day on the internet?
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to like 1 minute of our life.
No shit.
Every time I am online, I am thinking about whether I'm going to tweet or pitch this article today. Do I have the emotional capacity to deal with what might come? She told an NPR interview in April. I now carry a personal safety alarm with me because I am worried about if one of the people who have threatened me online shows up in real life. Shut the fuck up. Right. Nobody's coming for you. It's a bunch of keyboard warriors.
If you don't know if you have the emotional stones to post it, don't post it. Obviously are not meant for the position to which you hold. And you're talking about how you have a... I'm going to word this the way she did. Personal safety alarm. Here's a wild idea. How about a fucking weapon?
How about a gun?
Oh, man.
Carry that thing in your purse, dude.
Keep that motherfucking thing on you. but okay, you're going to carry a safety alarm. What's that, like a life alert button? Are you talking like a rape whistle? You talking about like some mace?
It's probably rape whistly.
Oh, well, if a guy, whoever, or a girl for that matter, I don't know how the trolls be identifying. but if they were to ever find you in real life and confront you, maybe you could just fucking tap dance Mary Poppin' your way out of there.
But Jankowicz, who's 33 years old, by the way. Okay. That's literally 1 year older than me.
Well, like she said, she didn't want to do any work to get to her position. Who do I have to fuck to get here, right?
Exactly.
And I don't know
who her in the song.
Oh, yes. I don't know who she did to get here, but she's fucking here now.
Oh, dude. She was, oh my God. She was doing her best Kamala Harris impression.
She really is. But she fell a little short of the goal.
Anyhow, Jankowicz is now finding the Republican lawmakers are scrutinizing her previous comments and social media posts for signs of partisanship. They have pointed out to her previous assertion that Hunter Biden's laptop should be viewed as a Trump campaign product. Her endorsement of a podcast appearance by Christopher Steele, the author of so-called Steele dossier, and her take on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter.
Oh, here we go.
I shudder to think about it. If free speech absolutists were taking over more platforms, what would that be like for the marginalized communities around the world, which are already shouldering so much of this abuse, disproportionate amounts of this abuse?
So she's just claimed that she is anti-free speech.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I took from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, yeah. Just so we're fully clear, she is anti-First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And she now holds a position of power to actually do something about that.
Jankowicz's comments have sparked concerns of political bias and the policing of online content. Why on earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation? Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. Hawley asked Mayorkas Wednesday. Ms. Jankowicz has an obligation to be nonpartisan and neutral in her execution of her responsibilities in her current position in the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas replied, which we kind of just went over that. So I don't want to go over all this. It's kind of...
Yo, Missouri, to all of our Missouri cult members out there, yo, reelect your boy Josh.
Dude.
Keep him up in D.C. He's doing the Lord's work, whether you realize it or not.
Straight up savage, he's coming at it. Straight up savage.
When will the board begin its work? All right, the first meeting of the board is slated for Friday, May 6th.
So that was a few days ago.
Oh, here we go.
Lawmakers, including, how do you say that name again?
Hawley,
have demanded to see meeting minutes and communications related to the creation of the board. We're living in 1984, dude. Who would have thought? I thought it was 2022. It's a blast from the past.
Dude,
I say every day that goes by, 1984 is a fucking prophecy. It wasn't
I'm telling you, bro.
That wasn't just a novel, bro.
Animal Farm and 1984, conjunction of the two, and here we are. Welcome to the new America.
Welcome
to the new world order. And I've said this before. I hate to break it to y'all. It's going to get a lot worse. I hate to be a cynic. You know, I don't like to make everything black-pilled, but if we're going to follow the trail of history here, and we're going to follow its peaks and its valleys, we are not at rock bottom by a long shot, y'all. Get ready.
It's about to be a bumpy ride. It's already been a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
You know, we've all taken some bumps and bruises, took our licks.
I tell you what, though. Here's what y'all could do to help us and to help keep this information coming out there, especially now that we have a government entity that I am sure is going to send us a cease and desist any day now.
Bring it.
Hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the 5 stars, leave comments. Help us to where our community is so large that they cannot silence us.
If you haven't gone to Rockfin, dude, you're going to have to do it fucking soon.
Yeah.
Rockfin is going to be the only place. We're not even on YouTube anymore. They're taking off our shit, dude.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how long the podcast are going to keep us up, how long the podcast are going to keep any conspiracy or... This ain't even a conspiracy, dude. This is the truth movement. This shit needs to be spread like fucking wildfire. Right.
Nothing we've said tonight was even a conspiracy. We have only been... Well, once again, I mean, I'm tired of being right all the damn time, but here we are. But my point is, though, we haven't even been talking about any kind of crazy tinfoil hat shit.
No.
This has been just what's really happening in D.C. right now. And if you don't believe us, please, it's a quick Google search away.
Dude, this ain't Bigfoot.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I do believe in the hairy beast myself, personally.
This is not reptilians. This ain't flat earth. This isn't some shit that may or may not be going down. This is really happening. Your elected officials have really put this chick in charge of what is and is not going to be considered truth.
Somebody sprinkled some fairy dust on the George Orwell's 1984 and made that bitch come to life.
I wish they wouldn't have. Yeah. I really wish they wouldn't have.
Yeah, that person needs a swift kick to the nads.
Absolutely, man. This is bad. This is bad for all of us. It's not even for us, right? For the podcast and all of that, fine. We knew what we were doing when we started this shit.
Yeah, we knew it was eventually going to come to an end.
But think about this. What happens, I'm just going to throw out a shot out of a cannon scenario for y'all. Let's say you have local elections going on in BFE, Nebraska. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you support your candidate and you are putting up Facebook posts, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, supporting the candidate that you back. Come to find out it gets taken down for being disinformation when honestly all you did was just put up a campaign picture. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anything that could be taken as political one way or another, taken off. But then, because of who's in charge of all this shit, all of the things that are allowed to get through the cracks are going to all lean to one direction, to the point to where all you see on your feed is one side of the argument. Welcome to 1984.
Yeah, dude. You know how over in China, you call Xi Jinping a panda, you go to jail?
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Very much so.
We're getting there. Yeah, it's just going to get weird. But you know what, dude? You know fucking what?
What's up?
We're like the captains of the Titanic, bro. We'll ride this bitch to the bottom of the sea.
Oh, yeah, no.
We'll go down with it all the way, baby.
This is the hill I will die on. That's fine with me.
Fuck yeah.
I'm good
with it. If it ends up, you know, we end up in jail or...
Hey, just like our homie in Australia. Yeah. He had the cops raid his shit
because
of a podcast.
He got off, by the way.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, even for the nunchuck charge?
That's still coming up.
God damn it!
That's the only one that's still in the air.
Which, for the record, if y'all haven't listened to that episode, go back and check it out. Homeboy was facing like 15 years in prison for having styrofoam nunchucks in his apartment because in Australia, that's considered a lethal weapon, even though there's never, in the history of the world, had a confirmed kill with nunchucks.
Yeah, dude.
And they were foam.
That was the Australian Lockdown Podcast. Yeah, definitely, man, go check that out. Guys, if you want to find another way to be able to support your boys over the Cult of Conspiracy, look no further than buymeacoffee.com. If you go there, that is the best way to send a one-time donation or even sign up for a monthly subscription. If you go there, you can send a tip or just show any kind of love that you can. You can buy one coffee, two coffees, or as many coffees as you want. And that's another great way of showing your support for the show. So just go to buymeacoffee.com/cultpod, C-U-L-T-P-O-D. Shit, I don't think there's anything else. I think that's about it.
Wow, wild time to be alive, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, dude, this is just such a crazy thing. Anyway, looking forward to our next episode. Yep. Our next episode after this one is going to blow your damn minds.
I still can't believe we got this guy.
Dude.
I can't believe he reached out to us.
I know. Somebody went undercover with Antifa for 5 months.
Yep.
He wants to come on and share his experiences with us. That one.
I'm pumped.
That one, I'm super stoked about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Anyhow, Jacob, any parting words for you, sir?
As I've said before.
Try and keep it light.
As I've said before, y'all. And I'm not trying to black pill y'all. I'm not trying to be a cynic. But now more than ever, okay, be an independent free thinker. Come to your own conclusions. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. You have a brain that works. God gave it to you to use it. Do not just listen to the rhetoric either side of the aisle. Okay? Formulate your own opinion. And if you're going to take a stand for something, let it be your stand.
Absolutely. And I'm actually happy you ended it right there because I'm going to pick right up where you left off.
Go for it, dog.
I always do this thing in my mind. I always, you know, I'm very well aware that, like that we're kind of, you know, we're souls living a human experience.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm also very well aware that we all have egos, and sometimes those egos, I mean, they're just personalities, dude. That's not who you are.
Right.
So it's good to kind of grasp, to try and get a little piece of who you really are and try and take it away from that ego. You need to draw a line, dude. And this is where I'm talking about morals. I'm talking about your subconscious. I'm talking about what rings true to the depths of your soul and get to that point before you make any decision, before you make any judgment. What sounds true? All right. It's not about what sounds true. You literally need to do your own research. And while you're doing your own research, what rings true to you? It's not going to come from the news. It's not going to come from the media or any of these talking heads. It's not going to come from the government. Don't let anybody tell you what's right and what's wrong. You do your own damn research and you come to the conclusion yourself. Right. Because I guarantee you, your own moral compass, as I like to call it, a third eye, all right, will guide you to the promised land.
Indeed.
And we're very happy that it guided you to this show.
Indeed.
Anyhow. This was another beautiful episode of The Cult of Conspiracy, and my name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And there's one thing we always need you to remember. Just deep down, deep within yourself.
Now more than ever.
We need you to do one very important thing. Open up that third...